And everybody wants Game of Geezers. Host Chris wanks with tweezers.
Oh, you can't. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Game of Geezers Shorts, you fucking prick.
I was racking my brain, what rhymes with geezers? And you got there, so there good.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Game of Geezers Shorts. I'm your host, Alan.
And I'm your host, Chris.
And I'm your guest, D-Boy Plays.
Oh, welcome back, D-Boy Plays.
Cheers,
it's been a while, mate.
It's been so long. Thanks for having me.
This cunt's getting a bit too comfortable. He almost said host.
No, I didn't. I didn't almost say
host. He's got
his
eye on your job, Chris.
No,
mate, he's got 1,000 fucking views on Twitch, and all of a sudden he thinks he's sitting in my chair. What
followers.
The fuck is this?
Get it right. Followers.
Oh, follow. Sorry. 1,000.
I hope I've got more than 1,000 views. That'd be depressing. People following and going, I'm off. See you later.
Mate, I don't think we got that.
We've got 1,000 views.
Oh, have we?
Literally, Buzzsprout, who hosts our podcast, sent us a congratulatory email saying, oh, you've had 1,000 views.
Yeah, that's good.
Thank you for sending that on to me for motivation, which
you
didn't fucking do.
That's you good. Smarmy, condescending cunt.
So I'm going to take the spotlight today and welcome to, we've already said welcome to another episode of Game of Geezers Shorts, but we're going to do a video game today. Alan, are you going to do the, now it is?
Oh, yes,
now
right.
Now it is time.
It's time.
Now it is time.
For the video game. Right, what we got in store, Chris? This better be fucking good.
Do you know what? Okay, so basically, I've been tasked with, because I've been an absolute fucking nightmare at doing this, I've been tasked with, like, actually putting my finger out of my arsehole for once in my life and actually building a video game, because usually it's either Alan or, well, you know, Dan. D-Boy Plays.
I've made a couple.
Yeah, so now it's my
You've
turn.
Finally done something.
Yeah, and You've I didn't actually do it until just now. And I was going to Google and I was being frantic and then something just came to me. It was like a fucking epiphany, like based on my life. So I've just come up with a video game of myself. And what I'm going to do is I've got 10 characters here. So it's 10 questions in total. And I'm going to introduce myself as the character as if I'm at an AA meeting. Okay.
So
now, what you're going to have to do is, but to answer it, so it's basically each time I'm going to say, hi, I'm blank.
Final Fantasy 9.
Fuck! All right, point to Alan.
That's good. You've never played the game, but there's literally a character called blank.
Yeah. But so that blank is going to be what you need to guess. But following on from me saying, hi, I'm blank, I'm then going to delve into the story of how I took my first drink. But what you need to do is you need to do your buzzer and then say, hi, and then say
I'm
the name.
I'm person's name. Yeah,
say, hi, I'm that person.
That's good.
Blank.
Yeah, you have to. I will fucking disown
the
like,
only
disregard
the only,
your
my only
your
question is every time you go hi I'm blank, do we have to go hi blank?
Yes, you fucking do, and I will sit on that.
I can't remember how quit my buzzer. I think
make a new one.
We've got to do one of two things. We've got to fuck the buzzers off or buy a device which saves our buzzers that we can press. You know,
I don't know. I kind of like the manual aspect of it. Yeah. Either way, for this point in time, pick your buzzers. Go.
What was
nice?
That's always been mine.
Okay. And
that's going to be my sincere response when
I really
think of the answer
hope.
Anyway.
So I'm just going to throw it out there right now. You probably already know, but if you're wearing headphones listening to this, just fucking turn the volume down for when Alan eventually. Yeah, that. Okay, are we ready to kick off?
Let's do it.
Let's go.
All right, I'm going to try and go easy first and foremost. Okay, right. Hi, I'm blank.
Hi,
and I'm an
blank.
Hi, blank.
No, it's not Final Fantasy 9. Yeah, fuck off. And I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, blank.
Hello. So I took my first drink. I remember the day I was picking up contracts, and it was a very, very stressful day. I was traversing from town to town trying to find my target.
Oh, I saw your lips twitching.
Hi, I'm Agent 47.
Oh, no.
Maintenant.
In your fucking bearded face.
Oh, thank you.
I will.
Thanks for noticing.
Do you want me to continue the story? Or?
I can't buzz back in now, can I?
Can he buzz back in? I feel like if you buzz in, unless I have a guess, he shouldn't be allowed to buzz in until I've had a guess.
Yeah, that's fair. That's
I'm going to give it to Alan.
Yeah.
But
okay, so I'd like you to carry on. I'd like to hear the whole thing.
Okay, fine. you kind of fucked it there. But okay, so I was traversing from town to town on horseback, chasing down my contracted target. And
I think I know it.
I found them.
No.
Alan.
Geralt of Rivia.
I'm going to say wrong because you didn't fucking say...
Hi, I'm Geralt
of
Rivia.
No, that's not fair. That's not fair.
I fucking told you.
No, give him the point.
I told you the rules. And also, you got it wrong.
Let's not give Geralt of Rivia.
No.
You know what?
No, because you're going to go, hi, I'm... Oh, no, wait, no.
I said hi, I'm Geralt of Rivia.
Yeah, you did, yeah. Yeah, no,
and also, you added way more description in the second pass of I travel from town to town of contract. You mentioned horses before.
Yeah, but this is why I didn't want to just straight away
scandalous.
Give that to Alan so scandalous. He could get more context.
Scandalous.
But that was down to you.
I feel like if Dan gets the
no,
point
give
here,
Alan gets
you obviously right. Like picking up teeth with broken fingers.
Right.
Alan gets the point.
I didn't actually write down the thing. Right, so...
give that
right.
to Alan.
Alan,
well done,
is
Alan.
One, Dan, zero. Okay, cool. Okay, next up. Okay. Hi, I'm Blank, and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Blank.
Hi. Thank you for having me. So, I remember when I first took my drink, I was living in a trailer initially, and it was a very depressing time after a failed heist with my what I thought was my best friend. Dan.
Hi, I'm Trevor from GTA 5. I don't know his surname.
Oh, I know his surname.
Do you know what? I'm going to give it to Dan. But
half a point.
Go on.
Trevor Phillips.
It's Trevor Phillips.
Half point each?
I mean, I
I'm going to give it to Dan because you got the full
Dan,
context
you,
of the last one.
You were
one.
Looking out for me, but I'm not going to give you the same.
Honestly, I wouldn't expect any different from you.
Neither of you cunts are fucking quizmaster, all right? I'm going to tee that out as one apiece just for the moment. But neither of you guys get fucking quarter from this point, all right? So you need to give me the full name.
This next
point
one,
blank,
yeah.
And you need to say it as. Hi, I'm...
Oh, for fuck's sake, that rule
it's fucking not.
I've done that.
He
every
has done
single
that.
Time.
Every single
that
time.
That just means you're a cunt.
Do you know what? 2 points to Dan. Well done, Gryffindor.
Yeah, Gryffindor's, right. Gryffindor's
extra
full
points
of cunts
for Gryffindor
well.
Because we're rigging the house for the cup. Fuck you, Slytherin, you bunch of cunts.
You Slytherin.
Okay, next one up. Hi, I'm Blank, and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Blank.
This rule is shit, Blank. Fuck you. I hope
right,
you
a point to Dan. Well done, Gryffindor. 3-0. So I took my first drink after landing in Kingston, Jamaica, and it was a very rocky trip on the Seven Seas, and I just broke. Alan.
Hi, Edward Kenway.
Oh, Alan, yes! 2 points to Alan.
Yeah, was that Black Flag?
It was,
yeah. I didn't know the character's name.
Oh!
I was sitting there, I was like, this is Black Flag, I don't know his name, so just take it.
In okay. Your slack-jawed, mongoloided face.
That is no way to speak to the quizmaster. I'm so sorry he said that to you, Chris.
Hey,
that's
thanks,
awful.
Dan.
That's
thanks,
right.
Dan.
Go on.
4 points to Dan!
4 points to Gryffindor.
I'm going to give you pink eye, both of you.
We haven't even done four, but 4 points
to them. 200 points to Gryffindor. Fuck you, Hufflepuff.
Okay.
A bunch of nerds.
Next one up. Okay, so. Hi, I'm Blank, and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Blank.
Thank you.
Oh, I fucking hate you,
man. We've still got plenty more of this. So I remember when I took my first drink, I remember stumbling across an ancient relic of historic technology. And anyway, I was bullied out of my tribe, I should mention. before stumbling across this ancient piece of relic technology. But what it did do was give me some strange interface from when I'm hunting the mechanical beasts of the wilderness. Ah! Yeah. Alan.
Aloy.
Aloy.
She doesn't have a last name. Ginger slut.
I'm sorry. Are you saying good afternoon, good evening, good night?
Oh, hi, I'm Aloy. Oh, fuck yeah. That role.
Yeah, I got the... Again, I knew the game, didn't know the characters. Fucking
hi,
stupid name.
Did I get it right?
You did. Hi, I'm Aloy Johnson.
This is where paying attention in video games will come in very handy, I think.
It would.
Shame I can't pay attention in real life and get that rule.
I think you're going to absolutely storm this whole quiz because I don't know anyone's names. But I can say, hi, I'm from this game. I'm this person.
Okay, all right. Next one up. Hi, I'm blank and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, blank.
Alan, please, can you please make me feel welcome to the group?
Hi, blank.
Hi, blank from Final Fantasy IX.
4 points to Alan. Okay, so I first became an alcoholic when I stumbled away from my crew in their camp and into the nearest town and into the nearest tavern. I busted open those double saloon doors and I walked straight up and I was like, give me a goddamn whiskey.
Ooh.
Dan.
Hi, I'm one of two, Arthur Morgan.
Yeah! Shit. Point to Dan!
I was waiting for the differentiation between Arthur Morgan and John Marston. So what's that? 3-2 or something?
3-2 to... 3-2
oh,
to...
Oh, wait, no.
3-6. 3-5. 400, I think, Gryffindor have now.
Oh... Okay. All right. Next one up. Hi, I'm blank and I'm an alcoholic. Let's just fuck past that.
Hi, blank.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you for blank. Making me feel welcome. Fuck you.
Hello, blank. Welcome in.
Thank you. Thank you. I took my first drink of rice wine when I...
Jin Sakai.
You cunt! Okay, so it's 4-2.
That's not fair. That's in a way, that's not fair because I know the kind of games that Chris knows and likes and plays.
Yeah.
And I just knew it wouldn't be any other thing.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right.
I'd look, look, it's a game. It's
I'm
just
still going to gloat just as much.
Yeah, do it. Do it because I want you to gloat.
Oh, I will.
I want you to gloat.
Next one up. Next one up. Okay, right. Ready? Are we ready? Hi, I'm blank and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, blank.
Fuck off.
I took my first drink after bombing a few lines of coke and fucking my teammates' misses. And from that point forward, I became known as the guy who wears blue and just fucking bombs lines of coke and fucks his teammates' wives.
Wears blue? You remind me of a joke.
Yeah.
I'm John Terry?
Yes, you are! Football manager!
No, that's
yes,
not fair.
Yes, it fucking is.
That
football
is
a game.
Fair.
Yes, it
FIFA
fucking is.
FIFA is a video game.
Oh, my God. That 4-3 is fucking
today.
Bullshit.
Football manager. Well done, John Teddy.
Do you want to hear
John
a joke?
John Teddy is not from where he's from.
Oh,
London.
Is he not? Oh,
he's from Essex, I think.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
There you go.
Like I'm fucking John Teddy.
Do you know what? I gave you an even harder thing there and you got it. Well done. Do you know what? 2 points to Dan. That's four apiece now.
Do you know, you reminded me of a joke when you said I wear blue and fuck my... teammates' misses. Do you want to hear the joke? It's a really horrific joke.
Is it safe?
No.
Then do then it afterwards.
I'll say it now. And then I could just edit it out.
Okay. Do you know what? So if you say it now, and then me and Dan will deem if this needs to be edited.
It's not my joke, but I didn't create this joke, but I still think it's quite funny. Are you ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
I was hoping that was a joke,
you jackal.
What's blue and fucks?
Edit.
Cut that
is that a cutout?
Yeah, that's a cutout.
Edit.
Yeah. Okay. I think it's funny.
Yeah.
Anyway,
you're
carry
fucking
on.
Wrong.
Next question.
Okay, right. Next one up. Hi, I'm blank and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, blank.
Hello.
Play the game, man.
Hi, blank.
I took my first drink, which led me towards alcoholism, when I realised that I am just a fat rip-off of Gene Simmons that plays guitar. I kind of realised that I just wear Gene Simmons makeup and I'm overweight. And I realised that I'm not actually that good.
Oh, this ain't it. Sting from WWC Wrestling Games. Since we're using real life fucking characters
now. That's a good thing. But I'm gonna be very shocked if either of you guys get this.
Ooh.
Yeah, Stan?
I'm Lars Umlaut.
Oh fuck me! Got it! He's Lars Umlaut.
Guitar hero.
Oh my
Jesus
God.
Fuck. Go on, Dan.
Yeah.
That's fucking quality.
Yeah, I can't remember the name of Aioli, but I can remember Lars Umlaut.
Yeah, same. I always played as Lars Umlaut.
Aioli, do you mean Aloy?
Whatever her name was. See what I mean? I can't remember her name.
That is fucking... Aioli. Your autism is really flaring up today, isn't
it? I know. It's really strong today.
Okay, we got two more left. Scores on the doors. Alan, 4.
Is it 4-4 or 5-4?
Dan, no, it's 4. It's 4-4. Yeah.
Oh my God.
So, next two. Here we go. Right, ready? I haven't lined up a fucking tiebreaker, so that's just going to be off the nut.
We can whistle break it.
Okay, right. Next one up. Okay. So, hi, I'm blank, and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, blank.
Hi, blank.
Hi. So, I took my first drink when I returned home. I basically dived into a swimming pool to basically... do a handstand and show someone my feet, and they were really.
Oh, no, that was me.
I don't know. That's a fucking close one.
Check on the audio. Check on the audio file.
Audio check.
We'll be back after the whistle.
It was Alan.
It was me.
Alan. Okay.
By such a
gnat's cock, as they say.
Fucking hairline.
So,
yeah. Alan.
Hi, Lara Croft.
Oh no! Why did you think it was Lara Croft? No, joking. Well done, mate. That is 5 points to Alan.
I was gonna earlier because I was like, "Oh, this sounds like Tomb Raider," because you spoke about swimming in a pool.
Well, that's nothing like Tomb Raider game. This is a little bit bullshit. This
well,
it's
is
a great
it?
Idea, a great premise.
I like it.
No, right. I thought it was pretty good.
Like, I think it's great.
It's great. I love the premise. But that Football Manager one is bullshit.
Excuse me, it wasn't from Football Manager, it was from FIFA.
Oh, fuck off.
It was an important part of the story of FIFA.
All right. Okay, ready? So we got last question. All right. Hi, I'm Blank and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Blank.
Alan, please make me feel welcome for the last time.
Hello, Blank. How do you do?
Hello. Okay, so... I like to fucking I wear red to my fucking teammates.
I won't do that.
Okay, so right, how the fuck do I do this one? Okay, so I took my first drink after I left the kitchen where I work, and
I know what this is going to be, but I'm never going
to
get it.
I went to train with my friend, Paul, and then after we trained, I realised that I got an injury.
Can I have half a point for the game?
No. And then after training, like, I sustained an injury when training with my friend, Paul, and this was going to be my redemption year to win the kick. Dan.
I'm king?
Wrong.
The game is, I think, overcooked.
Let me continue. And then I realised, after sustaining the injury of training with my friend Paul, that after losing the King of Iron Fist tournament last year, this was going to be my year.
Oh, I don't play it enough. I don't know. Well, I guess I win. None of us do.
I mean, well, you have to have a guess.
Panda from Tekken.
Ooh.
Dan?
I'm allowed back in, aren't I?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Jax.
No.
Oh my gosh, just going down the wrong route.
We can't just keep doing this forever.
Okay. Do you want me to keep going?
If you've got more clues, yeah.
Sure. Okay.
The kitchen threw me. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
I But still, I would turn up to the bar in my yellow...
Law?
Wrong.
Fuck you.
And why I'm going to say wrong is because you didn't say hi.
Oh, no, that's not fair. Come on, hi. Your rule is for cunts.
I fucking told you multiple times.
Your rule is for cunts. You're a cunt as well. That's why.
I haven't done a single thing wrong. I've been nothing but supportive and encouraging of your success in this quiz.
Everyone's a cunt. Everyone listening is a cunt.
Dan, do you want to take this one or do you want
to... Ooh.
Dan.
Hi, I'm Law.
Oh, hi, Law. And we're currently sitting at 5 apiece.
Is that because I said I would not do... Because the thing I said, yeah. All right, well, I guess it's a tiebreaker.
All right, we're going for the golden goal.
I don't feel good about that one.
Well, I would if I was you.
Yeah, I know you would, but that's the difference between me and you, isn't it?
Yes, I feel good because I'm a bigger
man than you.
Don't make me get my cock out.
You always do anyway. Go for it, Chris.
Okay, I didn't prep for a tiebreaker, but fuck it.
Pull it out of your ass.
All right, let's just go for it. Hi, I'm blank.
Fuck your rules.
And I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, blank.
Hi. So, I remember when I took my first drink, the amount of boxes I jumped on and there was only so many... Alan.
Mario.
First of all, no hi.
Oh,
second of all,
fuck you.
Second of all, wrong. And there was only so many apples that I could take from the...
Hi, I'm Crash Bandicoot.
Dan wins!
I don't feel proud of my victory, but I will take it because I know how Alan would be acting if he won. He'd be being a cunt right now.
Oh, yeah. Hang on, Nancy's got a correction.
Correction, they're not actually apples, they're Wumpa Fruit.
I demand a do-over.
That's on Chris.
I demand a do-over.
All right. Adjudicator.
Nancy, I deserve another do-over, yeah? Because
Adjudicator Nance, can you please join us? Based on that, since you are the queen, apparently, of Wumpa Fruit, should we do a do-over of the tiebreaker?
Yes.
Thanks, babe.
Mother Hubbard!
Honestly, babe, I'll dig out every inch of your box for that. Honestly, I'll reward you later.
Oh, you brought up boxes, and then he brought up boxes. Different types of boxes for different needs.
I'm pretty sure there's a conflict of interest here because Alan's missus just came out from the fucking shadows and was like, no, they're Wumpa Fruit, not fucking apple.
New do-over.
All right, fine. All right, I've got another one checked up
in
a box.
Don't you fucking roll your eyes at me.
I'm not rolling my eyes at anyone other than the scenario we find ourselves in, because I know what will happen. If you win this, you're going to be the biggest cunt that's ever become
across. Mate, I'm going to be humping your head.
I don't think you can.
Quite strong.
I'm going full-blown dramatic for this one. Are you ready?
Yeah, do it.
All right. Hi, I'm Blank and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Blank.
When I took my first drink, I couldn't stop thinking about how I couldn't save them. Just trapped in that. In that vessel and that fucking long mustached looking fat Dan.
Hi, I'm Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh, Dan wins anyway!
In your face!
Are you going to hump my head?
No, because I am. I don't want to.
I just want you to know, if I would have won, I would have jumped up on the table, smashed anything in my way, grabbed your head, furiously dry humped you until you got genuinely pissed off.
I would have been upset the second you would have got on the table.
Yeah, you would have smelt. You would have honestly felt the smegmal radiation emanating from
my... Smegmal radiation.
I mean, it's quite vivacious from here.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Well, very well done to you, Dan. You win, I'm going to say, 7-5 because fucking Wumpa Fruit Nans, really? but no.
Who would have thought it had come down to Wumpa Fruits?
Yeah, I know.
Who would have thought?
I know. But to be fair, who would have thought that it would have come down to, in actual fact...
Who would have thought this cunt would have won?
Yeah, well, he did. He fucking did. Fair play on the John Terry and the Lars Umlaut.
Umlaut, I'll give it to Lars Umlaut, but the John Terry is utter bullshit.
You should have got John Terry.
I would have if I knew we weren't playing a video game quiz.
He's in a fucking video game.
No. Tell me the video game he's in, Alan. He's in a video game.
I know
he's in multiple video
games.
In fact, he's in more video games than most of the people on that list.
Well, I'm going to make a text-based video game then.
Okay.
Involving Prince Andrew.
Brilliant. I reckon it'll sell really well.
That's a bit different.
And then I'm gonna just complete. And then I'm gonna. In fact, I'm gonna make loads of video games, text-based video games, just so I can manipulate the next.
Just
time we do this
to spite you lot.
Yeah, I'll invest.
Because I'm a bad loser, apparently.
Trust me, I might be a bad loser, but I'm a worse winner.
Yeah.
It's going to be like in The Legend of Zelda where you don't actually have to name him Link. You can name him whatever you want.
You can name him Zelda.
Piss everyone off. Name Zelda, look. They put Link, it was weird. I got rid of it. Put his proper name in.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us.
I've been your host, Chris.
And I've been your host, Alan.
And our winner today has been our guest,
D-Boy.
Those gamer geezers, so handsome and fine, podcast supply.